First of all, it's an amazing schus to have so much chevra, so many chevras, so many guys from Eretz Yisrael in the bias. It's bittersweet, the MS is. It's bittersweet because we're always hoping when we're in Eretz Yisrael that we never have to leave Eretz Yisrael. But for us here in Chutz La'aretz, for the time being, it's tremendous chizik to have chevra from Eretz Yisrael, kedushas, Torahs of Eretz Yisrael, the avir of Eretz Yisrael, and all that you gained in Eretz Yisrael should be zoiche to not just keep with you, but to grow off, to be mashbiyah on the rest of us that need that chizik, that need that kedusha in our lives here in Chutz La'aretz. So we're mamish here in the middle of Nisan already. We're preparing, we're doing achanas for the Heilige Yontif of Pesach. It's going to be big days, Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem, big days not just to celebrate the past, but big days to relive. Big days of geula, big days of redemption for each and every one of us, for prat u'bechlal, Bez Hashem is baruch. But in order for them to be big days, we can't just step in. We can't just step into the days and assume we're going to feel the avir, we're going to feel the kedusha, feel all that yantiv is. Do proper achanas and proper understanding of the godless of the Heilige Yontif of Pesach. In Hillel Seder, in some of the agados, so right at the beginning of Magid, there's a Zohar to say. I don't know how many of you say the Zohar, don't say the Zohar. We're going to read a little bit of the Zohar here tonight to understand something very deep. Of course, the chevra went to the mikvah. Yeah. Have to ask this thing with this chevra. Look around at this chevra. You have the avir da'ara, I said. You have the avir of Eretz Yisrael. That's one big mikvah. So Zohar says as follows. Pekuda basar dal l'saper b'shvacha d'siyas mitrayim. That we have this commandment to speak about it, tell over all the praise of Yisrael Mitzrayim, that every person is commanded to deal with and to praise Hashem. And listen as follows. Let's skip a little bit, not to read through the whole thing, but he says, Beishata that time. At that time of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, we're going to be Mirtz Hashem next Lel Shabbos Kodesh at the Seder telling over Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. Kanish Kutchabrichu L'chol Pamal Yedilei of Amr Alon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers together all of his angels, all of the Malachim, Chol Pamal Yedilei, and says to them, Zilu V'shimu Sipuru D'shvach Yedilei D'kamishtoi B'nai V'chadim B'berkanei. Go down, he says, all the angels, all the malachim, to come down and be by our Seder table. When we're by Lel Seder, we're going to be surrounded by angels, by malachim, that are coming to listen to the praise. Mischavrim badat Yisrael, v'shamei sipur d'shvacha. And he goes on to explain how incredible and what they feel about these malachim, about this Shevach, this praise that they listen to of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. The question we have to understand, why is that? Meaning what? Last time I checked, every single day we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single day, three times a day, we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And suddenly, yeah, it's true, Lel Seder, in a specific way, we speak the Shevach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But why is that so incredible? Why is that so unbelievable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all the Malachim to listen to this praise specifically? On this night, we praise Hashem three times a day. We don't find such a Zohar, we don't find such a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gathering together all the Malachim to listen to the Shevach of our Shmon Esrei, to listen to the Shevach of Psukei Dezimra. Pay attention to Pesukei Dezimra, Mamish the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many of us have the time to daven Pesukei Dezimra? talk about that a little bit later. We have to daven. Why are they so impressed? And additionally, you could even argue, here it's less chashev. Meaning what? Imagine your whole life is at stake, you're in slavery for 210 years, backbreaking labor, and then someone comes, some being comes and saves you, geula, with grand miracles, you're not going to give thanks, you're not going to praise that person once a year? Meaning, of course, it's a simple hakar satov. I'd venture to say, the shevach of every day, of the nisim b'chol yom, the shevach that every day, mo'dani v'nechem al-chai v'kayim shechazar t'vi nishmasi, the chemla of Pekeach Ivrim, that shevach of Pekeach Ivrim is a bigger shevach that I can recognize daily all that Hashem does for me. So when Hashem takes it on Yisrael once a year, of course I'm going to give thanks. Why is this so amazing? Why did Malachim specifically have to hear this shevach? Additionally, you should know there's another Zohar which we'll get back to just while we're throwing out some Zohars. That says if we eat matzah lel seder, it will save us from any din ruling over us on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so good. We're going to pound some matzah. It'll be good. Right? We're so intense. Rosh Hashanah time. Slichas. Seder Shmei Tshuva. Let's just eat some good matzah. What is that all about? What's the connection between lel seder and Rosh Hashanah? So we have to understand this relationship that each and every one of us have. This relationship that each and every one of us have with the Malachim. You see, it seems to be in Chazal that the Malachim don't like us so much. The Malachim don't really have the best of things to say about us. We find this already at the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, in Parsha Ches, hey, the B'shosh Shabbat, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Libros, Es Adam Arishon, Nasu malachi asharas kitim kitim chaburas chaburas, and mehem omrim al yibare, mehem omrim yibare. That right away, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to make man, he wants to create us, the malachim split up into groups, and there was a big war. And after the malachim said, "What are you creating us for?" The malachim of Emes, Amar al yibare, don't create us. Why? Shekula shkarim. That we're full of sheker. How much sheker is in our lives? How many are speaking words of sheker? How many are doing acts of sheker? And how many are not, our mom is living a life that's one big lie? We know deep down who we should be, who we want to be. Sheker! We don't need to be created. Malachim Seyed Hashem. And then Shalom, the Malachim that stands for Shalom. Amar al yibare dechule ketata. Don't create man. We're going to be fighting all the time. We're always in machlokas. We're always fighting. So you see the malachim didn't want us created, many malachim. They didn't want us in this world. You have us already, Rabbi Nishalom. You don't need these people. They're going to be fighting and they're full of sheker. The Hilchos Kashrus from Magid says, those same malachim, every single Rosh Hashanah, when we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah and the creation of the world, Hayom Haras Olam, the day of the creation of mankind, they again come and they revisit this and they say to Hashem, see, they try to be mekatreg us and they say, you see why I told you not to create them? Look at all the chatam, look at all the sins, look at all they've done. They don't deserve a good year. So Malachim are out to get us.
They're jealous we're the chosen people.
True. You're right. So they don't like us so much. We see this again. A very famous Gemara you've all learned at some point. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches. The bottom of Peches Mebeis. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Bishosh Alamoshe Lamaro, when Moshe went up to receive the Torah. Amru Malachi Asharis Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Mali Yolad Isha Beinenu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, and what do Malachim say? What's this guy doing here? What's this physical human being doing in our world? Who gave him Rishus? What's he doing here? Amr Lam L'Kabal Torah Ba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, what do you mean, Moshe? He came to receive the Torah. Amr lefanav, chamuda, genuza, shgenuza, l'chateisha, meyaz, v'shivim, baras, doiris. That precious treasure that's been hidden away for 974 generations, kodesh shenivra olam, before the world was created. 974 generations before the world was created, the Torah was already created. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? I have no idea. You know what it means? That we know nothing. You know what it means? When we think we know, we don't know. That's what it means. You know?
I wrote my report for Rav Storch, my paper, Matameach Shava paper, about evolution and how it works with Torah.
Okay, you'll explain to us afterwards.
Adam was the first man with a soul, but there was 974 generations of man.
So there you go. There you go. 974 generations. That's what we say to Gemara right here. We just read it. 974 generations before the creation of the world. 974. So what does that mean? None of us could, again, I don't know, maybe some of you, I don't know exactly what that means. But what I do know, again, what it means is that there's so much we don't know. And there's so much more in this world. There's so much chachma. Chachma elokis. So what it tells me one thing, the next time I have a question on the world, a question on the Rabbi Nishalom, just relax a little bit. It just means I'm human. And there's a lot that we don't understand. The Rabbanu Shalom knows much more than we understand. That's what makes him the Rabbanu Shalom. If I was able to understand it, I wouldn't need the Rabbanu Shalom, right? But anyways, 974 years before, so they say, Mevakish litno lebasar v'dam, you want to give it to a human being? This is what the Malachim say. Oh. So then, I'm going to skip to the Pesukim, it quotes different Pesukim. Amala Kadosh Baruch Lemoshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hichzer len tshuva, give them an answer. So what does Moshe say? Amar lefanav, Rabbanu Shalom, Misyarani, Shama Yisrafuni, Behevel Srimpeyam. Moshe Rabbeinu was all afraid. Maybe they're going to mamish, the malach and the angels are going to burn me up with the air of their mouths. Amar lo, Echoz b'kisei kvodi v'chazer lam tshuva. Grab onto my throne, I'll protect you, give them an answer. Okay. So what's the answer he gives them? Listen to the opening line of his answer. Listen to the answer Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Malachim. Amr lefanav, Rabbanu Shalom, Torah she'ata nosen li maksiv ba. He says in front of the Malachim, Rabbanu Shalom, the Torah that you gave me, what's written in it? So he starts with the beginning of the Sarsa Dibros, the Ten Commandments. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Oisei Sicha Me'erev Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. Amr lehem, he said to them, L'mitzrayim yiraditem? Did you go down to Mitzrayim? L'paro ishtabtem? Did you serve Paro? Lama teilechem, why should it be for you? Now stop there. He does go on and give other answers to them, but that's his first answer. That's his first point. It says, you didn't go down to Mitzrayim, you were enslaved to Paro, it's not for you. Now, Pasha Pshat obviously is, if the Torah says these words, it was meant for Bnei Yisrael, because we were the ones in Mitzrayim. It's clear. Checkmate. But if we think about it a little bit deeper, what kind of answer is that? Yes, it's true. Shkoyach. That the Pasuk says is therefore it's meant for us. But Ba'amkus, what the Malachim were really saying to Hashem, wasn't just why are you giving to the Torah to us? Like, why do we even deserve the Torah? Meaning, who are we? Beruchni, Bekdusha, we're nothing compared to them. Why do we deserve the Torah compared to the Malachim? That's really what the Malachim wanted to say. So now, Moshe's answer back, because we went down to Mitzrayim. Shkoyach, so what? Meaning, how does us going to Mitzrayim, yes, it's true, if you want to say all that it's trying to say is it's clear in the Torah that it's meant for us because it says it's given to the nation, Asher Tzisicha, Meretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, Shkoyach. But does that show any godless in us? Does it show any godless in us above the Malachim that we went down to Mitzrayim? Does it show any Kedusha? What's this point? So here we have to understand something very special. You ready, Chavra? Lel Seder, we're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Ani v'lo malach, Ani l'va asaraf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atma came down to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atma went and killed out by Makkos Bechiras, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atma took us out of Mitzrayim. Aniv lo malach. The Hilga Arizal says, why is it Aniv lo malach? The Arizal says that Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be a Hashem and not a malach. You know why? Because if a malach went into Mitzrayim, and the malach went into Mitzrayim and was part of that level of Tumah that Mitzrayim represented, like we felt, at a 49th level of Tumah, the malach would never have been able to leave. The malach never would have gotten out. So it had to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes us out of Mitzrayim, that Rizal says. Because the malach would have fallen and never gotten up. So now you hear, Chavra. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the malachim? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, L'Mitzrayim Yiradatem, meaning, did you get out of Mitzrayim and be able to get out of Mitzrayim? Were you able to ever do that? If you would have gone to Mitzrayim, you'd still be there today. Yeah, you have a level of Kedusha. You have a level of Kedusha. But when you fall, you can't get back up. We were there. We went down. And we were able to grow and be Mekadesh and Metar ourselves from the lowest of low, ultimately, to a level of Kabbalah Zatara to be Roy to receive the Torah after a Sfiras Omer. That's our godless. That's our godless. The godless of Klal Yisrael above Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and his answer when he says that we went down to Mitzrayim and that we had to be servants to Paro in Mitzrayim, is that, yeah, it's true, we fell very low to places that you never fell as a Malach. But we also got back up. We also worked our way out. And a Yid, every single one of us has to know that the godless of each and every one of us is that we have the ability to always get back up. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That we have the ability, yes, we're going to fall. Yes, it's true, we're human beings. And they're going to have days that we fall, and days that mamish, we fall prey to the Etahara, and to our taivas, and days that we're lazy, and days that we don't learn with the proper asmada. But we can always get back up. And we have it in us to build. And we have it in us to grow. In other words, what really Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, as we know from the Baal HaTanya and from other tzaddikim, that wherever you have the potential for tremendous tumah, you have potential for tremendous kedusha. And whenever you have potential for tremendous kedusha, you have potential for tremendous tumah. Zelu mazeh. So yeah, it's true. We have potential to fall very low. But that means we have potential to be the highest of high. You know that's always true, right? You know, Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, people think Shabbos Kodesh is the highest of high, and it's true. Shabbos Kodesh is Shabbos. How much we love Shabbos, how much we yearn for Shabbos. But you know, even holier than Shabbos, in a certain sense, is Matzah Shabbos. Because Matzah Shabbos is when we take Shabbos into the week. Matzah Shabbos is when we learn that all the Kedusha of Shabbos should stay with us, and that I'm a different person because of Shabbos, and I never go back to the same person I was before. And that's why by Havdalah, we've said this over before, by Havdalah, when we're being mavda, we're going back into chol, we still have a kois shel bracha. You think, why should I have a kois shel bracha? I should put on some ashes of avelus going back into the week. I have to leave Shabbos? Kois shel bracha, kois shel bracha is kiddush, is kedusha. Kois shel bracha is under a chuppah. A kois shel bracha is at a bris milah. But what if we understand the kiddush kedushim is matzei Shabbos? Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. Kodesh Kedoshim is Matzah Shabbos. And that's why Matzah Shabbos is also when Kol Averis Tachas HaShemesh go down also, right? What's the biggest night of Averis of Taiva? What some people call Saturday night. Right? Once upon a time. Remember, it used to be a Saturday night? Maybe not for everybody here. It used to be a Saturday night. When it was Saturday night, it was Taiva Fest. What did every party went down? Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. Every party is Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. At least the big ones. The ones, you know, like in Great Neck or in Queens. Those, not the ones in the, over here. These ones aren't so chashuv. You know what I'm talking about, Chavra, right? Those are always...
The ones with the mixed dances.
Shkoyach. The big ones, right? They happen what we used to call Saturday night. But that same night that has such potential for Tumah, because it has such potential for Kedusha, if we know how to take Shabbos into the week, it's Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what it is to be a Yid. A Malach is an Oymed. The Malachim are Oymedim. Malachim, they have a level of Kedusha, but they cannot grow at all. They cannot get anywhere higher than they are. They won't fall either, it's true. They won't fall either, but they won't get any higher. They won't grow anywhere. Each and every one of us are hoychim. It's true we could fall, but we could get right back up and we could continue to grow. And we continue to grow whether, and that doesn't, that's not, it doesn't mean, it's not true. It's a complete checker. Those who say, you're a hoylech, and you could grow in Eretz. When you come back to Chutzlart, you might hear a shmuz. Hopefully, whatever you gain in Eretz, you should stay there. If you stay there suddenly, then you're a malach. Who wants to be a malach? Malach wasn't given the Torah. The malach wasn't given the Torah. The malachim come down to us to hear us praise Hashem, Lel Seder. They want to hear from us, our Shevach. We're not going up to hear their Shevach of Hashem. They're coming to hear our Shevach of Hashem. And what is the Shevach of Hashem of Lel Seder that they want to hear so badly? They want to hear Sibur Yitzrayim. They want to hear Maschel Begnus to Messiah B'Shvach. They don't want to just hear Stam praise of Hashem. They also praise Hashem. They want to hear the godless and why the Malachim Hashem sends them down to on Lel Seder to say, look, Mitzchila Hoyoyim Devodazaro Yavaseinu. These same Yidin were Oyv Devazar, and look where they are now. Look how they're praising me now. Look who they became. A Malach is awed by that, because they can't ever do that. But that means each and every one of us can. And even if we have some level of Yirid, I could always get back up. I could always be Metaka myself. And I have to believe in that. I have to know that. So the amazing Atayra in the Baruch Chaim, Rav Melech, he brings down from the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. Listen to what he says. How much tremendous. On that line, right? In that God that we're going to say, Mitchila hayo, Mitchila oiv de avadazar hayo avaseinu. Va'achshav, kervanu l'makum l'avadasa. Pashupshat, at first our forefathers were idol worshippers. You go back, we come originally Avvina, but from Terach already, you could say. Oiv de avadazar hayo avaseinu. V'achshav, now we're close to Hashem, it's all good, it's beautiful. Listen to what the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim says, Mamish, tremendous. Don't ever, if all you remember is this Torah from tonight, Mamish was all worth it. You know, sometimes we think back of the averus that we've done in the past and the things that we haven't done and we haven't lived up to in our asmada, in our kavana, in our tefillah, and whatever it might be. And we get down and it's hard. It's true that on some level we have to analyze the Nuchesh ben Nefesh in order to grow, but we are not supposed to dwell too much on the past. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be depressed. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be held back. He wants us to be growing, to be working, to be a Yid who's a Hoylech. It's continuing to grow always. So the Divrei Shmuel says, you know what we're saying, Lel Seder and Agada? We say, Mitchila. Those who are looking at the beginning, those who are always looking mitchila, always looking back, what I did, what I used to do, what I didn't do good enough, what's holding me back. Avodah Zarah! That's Avodah Zarah! That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's Oivdei Avodah Zarah if you're always looking mitchila, what I did before. Va'achshav, those who understand, it's all about right now. Hayom im b'kolo tishmu, ayin l'chutu meram, peace ayin reish beis. If you've never seen it, it's reish ayin beis, but we call it ayin reish beis. Read it inside. Hayom im b'kolo tishmu. Achshav, if all you focus on now, today, what am I going to do with today? How am I going to grow today? What am I going to do? How can it be better? Kervenu l'makom l'avodaso. That's what, when we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving Him in the best of ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us always to be growing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to be metaking ourselves, always just working on ourselves. Don't look too much in the past. And we always can, and we can be so much more than we already are. Whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in Chutz Laretz. Why? Well, how do we grow? We have a Siddur, we have Torah, we have Tefillah, we have Ribbono Shel Olam. Last time I checked, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same Ribbono Shel Olam here. Same Avishter, he could be everywhere. He could make it the trip from Eretz Yisrael to the five towns. He could do it, he doesn't have to even go on a plane. So we have the Avishter here. Whatever Masechta you were learning last month, this past month, you learn Ksuvish, you learn Kedushin, you learn Babasar, Sukkah, whatever you're learning, guess what? Same exact ones here in Chutz Laretz. Exact same ones, no difference. Mamish, exactly same. You want to get a Masifta, same Masiftas we got them here. Same exact Svarim. Siddur, you open up a Siddur, same one. Even if you do Nusach Ashkenaz, it's also okay. Right? Same one. Same words. So all the ways we serve the Eibishter, same way. So we can't grow? We can't continue to grow while we have to be here because we're still in Galus? If they yearn for Mashiach, yearn for Geula. But we could be growing. You know, this past week was so sad. past week I had a bacher, a young man, in high school still, I don't want to give too many details. And he asked me to sit down to talk. And we start talking. And he opened up about a lot of things going on in his life. A lot of difficult things, a lot of different, mamish real difficult and young, not small things. You know, a lot of times people ask me and they think they have the worst things in the world, and like I'm dealing a few minutes ago with a couple on the brink of divorce, they have the worst thing in the world because their girlfriend of 2 weeks told them that she doesn't want to talk for 2 minutes, you know? But okay, that's kleine issues. But lemaisa, sometimes people have real issues, deep issues. Now everybody, in their mind, you have to machsh of every person, obviously, and care, but this young man, he had like serious things going on in his life. Like really sad. He really opened up about a lot going on in his family life. But what really got to him? Listen to what really got to him. He tells me that for 4 years, he was addicted, mamish, every single night to pornography. 4 years. 4 years. But he said it to me in a lashon like he was. So I knew right away, Baruch Hashem, he's doing better already. He wasn't opening up in a way, which unfortunately many guys do, looking for and confiding in me to help him to get out of it. I could tell in the way he said it that he's already pissed. He says, so how about now? He says, today is 180 days that I haven't looked, I haven't done anything, completely clean. 180 days, 6 months. For a teenager in high school, tremendous. Incredible. So I give him a big hug. I say, it's incredible. It's awesome. I'm so proud of you. Wow. Like, incredible. And he tells me this. And he breaks down. And he starts bawling. Mamish, tears streaming down his cheeks. When the front of the base matters, his back was to everybody else. But it, like, I was... And he's... Mamish, tears streaming down his cheeks. He says, what's going on? What's wrong? It's amazing. He says, no, Rebbe, I feel like I'm never going to be the same person. I feel like I'm never going to be the same husband. I feel like those 4 years, I ruined my future. I ruined my life. The images are going to be in my head. And he starts, mamish, bawling to me. And I told him, Baruch Hashem, you're amazing. 6 months, you have to be proud of yourself. You have to realize that you have another, you're not thinking marriage for another few years, and you continue like this, and you can be matar, mekadish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wipe away all the images, you're going to be incredible. You're at a time where this is tshuva gemura, it's ba'oso isha, ba'oso zman, ba'oso makom, tshuva gemura is nasa kizchuyos. You have nothing to worry about, you're amazing, we have to look forward, we have to worry, you're incredible. Hopefully I gave him some chizik, I hope that helped. But what happened here? Such a sincere, such a wonderful young man. But he's still stuck a little bit too much in mitchila. A little bit too much. It's important, Vada, we have to do tshuva and we should have some level of charatim. But ultimately, if it's too much mitchila, we're going to be depressed and we're going to be down. And it's oyv dev adazara. We have to be v'achshav. We have to be moving on. We have to be growing. We have to be a hoylech. We have to be working on ourselves. I'm not a malach. I'm not an oymid. I'm not stuck. I'm much bigger than that. That's what the Malachim want to see in us. They're so excited to see us who are working ourselves out of the 49th level of Tumah. That's the Shevach to Hashem. That's incredible. There's another Medrash. There's another Medrash similar to the Gemara that we just read. It's a Medrash in Parshas Yisro, also by Kabbalah Zatorah. Very similar to the Gemara, where it says in Chaf Ches Aleph, in Parshas Yisro, Umosha Allah Lamaro Menatos HaTorah. Moshe went up to get the Torah. Ba'osa Shah at that time, Bikshu Malachi Asheris Lefkoa B'Moshe. The Malachim wanted to damage Moshe, to hurt Moshe. Like similar, right? They were upset. Asaba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klastirin Shalpanav Shamosha Doime. I know the Medrash? La'avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe's face look like the face of Avram. Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yata Mizvayishin Emenu Lo Zehu Sheyaraditem Etzlo Fachaltim besoch beso. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe l'nil chatoril b'schus Avram. He said to him, he made Moshe's face look like Avram. And he said to the Malachim, aren't you embarrassed? Do you remember the three Malachim? They went to in Parshas Vayera. And they went to Avram. And Avram took care of them. Avram gave them what to eat. Vayera love Avram b'lenei mamre. He gave them what to eat. And he took care of him. Shoshana Shemni Tavim love a Yarvi Eretz across them, right? He gave them tons of food, gave them everything. And that saved Moshe Rabbeinu. That saved Moshe Rabbeinu. Lamaisa, what was the depth over here in the Malachim and seeing Avram Avinu that caused them to allow us to receive Torah? So it's really one and the same. The Sarshalom of Bells explains as follows. He asked a question. We know there were three Malachim that went to Avram. One came to tell about the news that you're going to have a child, that Sarah's going to have a child, Yitzchak Avinu. One came to heal Avram. And one came to turn over Sodom. That's what Rashi says right here. So I understand that the Malach that came to Avram to tell him that Sarah's going to have a child, and I understand the Malach that came to Avram to heal Avram after the Bris Mila. Why the Malach that was going to turn over Sodom need to come to Avram first? Why do you have to come here? Just go straight and turn over Sodom. Why did that Malach come? You ever think about this? No, it's a pasha question. Why is he coming to Avram? Okay, so we probably just assume because we were taught. See, these are the type of things that because you learn in a nursery, you never question. So we always learned and we made our little tent of Avram and meeting the three Malachim and taking care of them. So we just assumed it has to be that way. But if you stopped and thought about it for one moment, why was the Malach destroying Sodom coming to Avram? What do you think? Because his friends were coming, he says, I'll come along with you. So Sarshalom Bell says, the Malachim are so afraid to come into this world because they know that this world is so full of Tumah and it's going to hold them down so far, they're never going to be able to get out of it. And he knew this Malach was sent on a mission to destroy Sodom. Sodom, Mamish, was Tumah Shevet Tumah. Sodom was Mamish like Mitzrayim. So the Sarshalom Shabbat says he had to go to Avram first to meet an Avram Avinu, to gain chizik from an Avram Avinu, to give him the chizik to be able to withstand the Tumah of Sodom. Because the only ones who have that chizik is us. The Malach in his own doesn't have it. And therefore, when these Malachim who wanted to hurt Moshe from giving us the Torah, from Hashem giving us the Torah, saw the face of Avram, they remembered, wait a minute, no, leave him alone. Klal Yisrael's Kodesh Kedoshim. Because we're the ones that could get out of anywhere. We're the ones that could even be in the face of Ol Toma, be strong, and be Matzliach, and be Kadosh. Each and every one of us has to believe and has to know. You know, when you enter into a Zman of Bein Azmanim, it's Sakona. When we're away from the Tzviva of a Yeshiva, it's not so simple. When we're away from the environment of Yeshiva, and we're environment of others who don't have the same Gedarim of what it means to be a Kaddish Tikka Yid that we might have, and we're brought to places sometimes over the next few weeks that are surrounded by taiva. And sometimes we have no say in the matter. Sometimes we're going to be in places, mamish, it's not up to us. And some could say, forget it, throw in the towel, I have no hope. Chas v'shalom. We're saying tonight, the whole Shevach HaSipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which by the way, all of Yitzias Mitzrayim was only in order to ultimately be Mekabel Torah. As we know, the famous Ramban by Svir Sa'omer explains that Pesach and Shavuos is one long yantiv. It was all this one lesson. The Shevach of Sipras Yisrael that the Malachim even want to hear is to see how even when we're in the lowest of places, we can get up. And we can be Kaddush. And we have to believe in ourselves. And believe in the Kiddush of what it means to be a Yid. In every situation that we're in, I can be strong. And therefore, Leil Seder even answers the Malachim of Rosh Hashanah. That's that Zohar as well. Because Malachim are coming and saying, we don't deserve. Vada we deserve. Because if you were here, you would be much lower. If you were here, you would have forgotten Torah completely. You've forgotten all, you would have sank to the lowest of low. That we're still caring about Shabbos. And we're still caring about Tefillah. And we're still caring to learn. And we're still caring to put on tzitzis. With such taiva and such sviva and such an environment of chutz laretz and the tumah of this world. That's Kedushas Klal Yisrael. Even above Malachim. And we're holier than a Malach, each and every one of us. And we have to believe in that. And we know that it's Emes. How? What's the key? What's the key? How are we going to make sure, besides for understanding the Yisoidos, how is each and every one of us going to make sure that we're going to enter into this Bein HaZmanim in the next few weeks, we're going to stay strong, and we're going to be higher than a Malach. And we're going to grow. And not Chas V'Sholom fall. And not be an Oymed either. And not just stay stagnant. Because then also we're just falling. That's the Torah we've said over so many times. One of my favorite Torahs in the world that I heard as an 11th grader in MTA from Rabbi Yamin Yudin. And he explained how the Mizbeach, the Eligah Mizbeach, was a ramp. A little bit, these are the Parshas, Korbanos. We have to talk from the Parsha a little bit, Parshat Tzav. Right? Ishtam, it took the Mizbeach L'sichbe. Yerushalmi and Yuma. But Lemaisa, the Mizbeach was a ramp. The last Pasuk in Yisro discusses why was it a ramp and not steps. So Pashtus, we know from the Pasuk, and Rashi explains for Tznius purposes. But Rabbi Yudin explains so beautifully that the Mizbeach represents our Avodas Hashem. The Mizbeach represents our service of Hashem. When it comes to serving Kaddish Baruch Hu, you see, if the Mizbeach was steps, you could be going up steps, you could be going down steps, or you could be standing straight on a step. That's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem has to be a ramp. On a ramp, you're either headed up, or you're headed down. And each and every one of us has to always be growing, and believe that we can grow in every situation, every matzav. And even if we have fallen, if we've gone down the ramp a little, we go right back up the ramp. And that's what makes us a Yid. And that's what the Malachim want to see, and are awed by that. On Lel Seder. But what's the Iker Koach that we need by our side? As a Ben Torah, what do we need by our side always to stay connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what Tzviva we're in, no matter what environment we're in? So listen to this, Chevra. Some of you might have heard this before, but I can't. Every year I have to say over this. I don't remember where I saw it originally. Maybe it was one of Rav Shor's. Maybe it's in Rav Shor's Agada. I don't even remember. I mean, a gematria like this has to be Rav Shor, I assume. That's why it's not. Reb Chaim Brim. Reb Chaim Brim was on the way to Shul on the first day of Pesach. Reb Chaim Brim was on the way to Shul first day of Pesach. Who stopped in the road by a Pashut Yid. And the Pashut Yid said he had a dream last night. And in the dream it came to him the following. Man, this is what a Pashut Yid is dreaming. On the first, on Lel Seder. He says, if you take gematria, and I did exact, if you take gematria, this is what his dream was, his chaloim. If you take the gematria, v'chol hamarbe l'saper b'yisiyas mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. V'chol hamarbe l'saper b'yisiyas mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. Anyone who enhances and speaks more about b'yisiyas mitzrayim is praiseworthy. Which we're saying here tonight, all that Sibris Yisrael, the godless of it, is that Shevach of Hashem that the Malachim want to hear, that we're a master of B'lunus to Messiah Mishvach, that we can pull ourselves out of the lowest of low. So all of that is Gematria 2154. Exactly Gematria, this had to be a Chaloyim and Ruch Kodesh, you can't make this up. Zroim, Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kachim, Tarois, with the Koilos. Zroim, Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kachim, Tarois, with the Koilos. Exactly, she's just a dream Mishnah.
Wow.
Okay. Now, first of all, just hearing that, game over, checkmate, we stop there. You know, I remember we once said this in a shir. When was the shir we said it of the 1994 All Star game when they stopped the game early? You know, Magic Johnson, you remember that? Chevra, we spoke about that once before. In the All-Star game 1994, Chevra doesn't know, Magic Johnson, it was the year that he was diagnosed he was HIV positive. So he didn't play during the season, but he was on the All-Star ballot and they voted him into the game and they allowed him to play in the game. And he was incredible. at the time, he was my favorite player. And he was incredible in that game. He scored 25 points, 9 assists. And the end of the game, remember play-by-play, I can tell you play-by-play. At the end of the game, it was like all about him. And the whole game, he didn't take a three-pointer. At the end of the game, with a few minutes left, he takes a three-pointer, he hits it. Next play down, takes another three-pointer, hits it. Two in a row. Then they're playing like everyone's going to one side, and Michael Jordan's coming at him like one-on-one, and he stops Michael Jordan. The next play, Isaiah Thomas comes in one-on-one, he stops Isaiah Thomas. It was just... And the end of the game, the West, his team, he gets the ball, and it was like maybe 35 seconds left, 38 seconds left, and he's coming down, the shot clock's going down, and as the shot clock's expiring, Isaiah Thomas is playing defense, and he's backing him in, he takes a step behind the three-pointer, fades back, and it's a third three in a row. And it was my mom's like 16 seconds left on the clock, they stopped the game. It's it over. They never played the last. Everyone just stops. They couldn't believe it. They never saw anything like it. They stopped the game. Game over. Everybody just stops. They never played those last, whatever, 15, 16 seconds. Because when you have that, you just got to stop. What's the worth playing anymore? So too, you hear a gematria like this. That's it. Zo. What else do we need to hear? Taris Shem Tavima Meshivas Nafesh. Everyone's not going to sit and learn all night now. I mean, there's nothing else to do. What else do you want to know? But the emphasis is, what's the yesod behind it? Listen closely. Again, gematria v'chol amarba. Exactly, what is that telling us? If we understand tonight, if we understand that the whole Sipri Yisrayim was all to teach us the godless of Klal Yisrael, which is Maschul B'Nusu Mesayim B'Shvach, the godless of Klal Yisrael, that we fell to 49th level of Tumah, but we got out of Mitzrayim. Not just that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that we got out of Mitzrayim, Beruchni, and we became Roy to receive Torah. You know, that's exactly gematria of Shisha Sidri Mishnah to teach us. You know how you could pull yourself out of anywhere you are? You know how you could reach the highest of high? Through Torah. Through Limud HaTorah. Through a Kesher to Torah. That's it. So many guys go to Torah 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And Baruch Hashem, most of them continue that relationship with their Ribbono Shel Olam. But some we see sometimes, unfortunately, lo aleinu fall. I'm just talking about the past. It won't happen ever again, hopefully. But what happens when that happens? You know what that happens? You know when that happens? That happens when there are Yidden who are not deeply connected to Talmud Torah. And it was the Sviva. There's a Kedushatik Sviva in our Torah that we don't have here in Chatzor. It's true. You can't feel it the way you feel it at the Kaisel. But ultimately, the Kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu could be just as strong if you're connected to Torah. Because the biggest Kesher we could have with the Ribbono Shel Olam is through Torah. The Tanya says in Perek Dalet, say it all the time. Every time you learn Torah, you're giving Hashem a hug. I'm giving Hashem a hug. So if we're connected to Torah, if we're connected to Shishas Mishnah, then we have all the Yisoid to pull us of the lowest of places to the highest of places. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoich as we prepare for the Hilgi and the Pesach. We should be Zoich each and every one of us, Beprat, Chayev Adam, Lir Satmo, Kilu Yatzim Yisrayim. That wasn't just then. The Rambam adds the word Atta now. Every single one of us has to relive and has to be also going through those same steps. Whatever, each and every one of us, we're not, Baruch Hashem, nobody's 49th level of Tumah. But all of us have levels of Tumah that we're still pulling ourselves out of. All of us should be Zoich Elel Seder to also again say, Sipri Yisrayim of our own life. Sipri Yisrayim that I'm pulling myself to the highest of highest to show those Malachim who we've become. And understand that the greatest way to get there is through Shisha Sidur Mishnah, through Torah, Hashem Tamimah, through learning Torah, through staying in Torah. Zoich to Geula Beprat, Geula Chlal, until we're Zoich to the ultimate Geula, Bimheir V'Yameinu, Bez Hashem Ezbarach.